Good afternoon. This is Sterling Smith with your AsNEdge afternoon market wrap up. And we saw corn, soybeans, and wheat all lower today. Few bright spots in the market. We did see some cattle prices improve, but generally the markets remain risk averse, which is a little bit different from risk off. Risk off is when you sell everything and liquidate positions. Right now, there's not a lot of willingness to take on risk, and also not a lot of interest really in reeling in short positions and things of that sort. But as the week moves on, we will see how things develop. December corn at 480.5, down 3.5. March corn at 495, down 3. May corn at 503.5, down 2.5. November soybeans 1288.25, down 7. January soybeans at 1308.25, down 6.25. March at 1321.25, down 4.75. December soybean oil at 52.58 was up 126. That was one of the few bright spots in the grain space. December meal at 427.60, down 6.60. We do get export sales tomorrow, and perhaps we will see some improvement in a few items that have been a little bit shaky of late. Looking at winter crush here, we're at 232.25. That's up 7.75. Spring crush at 135, up 275. December wheat at 568.25, that's down 12.25. December Kansas City 649.25, down 13.75. December wheat in Minneapolis at 720.75 is down 7.5. January rice at 1629, down 7. December cotton 83.81, up 88, while March at 85.51 was up 83. December live cattle 179.25, up 63. Feeders at 236.52, up 168. Hogs at 67.42, up 105. Market internals improved a little bit, and we saw a little bit more stability in belly prices, and that worked to help the hogs higher today. November milk at 17.52, that's down 15. January orange juice 386.30, up 170. Crude oil 85.22, that was up 148. Inventories did see a build, but it was not nearly what was expected, and that did work to push crude higher. December diesel at 295.08, that was down 1.25 a gallon, while unleaded for December at 226.53 was up 1.25 a gallon. Natural gas at 302 was up 5. December gold 1992 up $5.90, while silver at 2301 was down a dime. Dollar index noticeably stronger on sharply higher interest rates. The dollar index at 106.51 was up 25. Stocks broadly lower. The Dow, the best of the week performers here today, 33,036, down 105. That was down about 0.3%. United Healthcare and Microsoft are both Dow components, and that's what prevented the Dow from seeing steeper losses like we saw in the other two indices. Looking at the S&P 500, we're at 41.85. That was down 61 points, or just shy of 1.5%. NASDAQ Composite 12,821, down 318, or about 2.5% on the day. The Dow is trading below its 200-day moving average. The S&P is trading below its 200-day moving average. The NASDAQ Composite is trading just above, by just a handful of points, above its 200-day moving average. And the culprit, one of the culprits being interest rates, the 2-year at 5.11 was up 1 basis point. That traded as high as 5.12. The 10-year, however, at 4.94, up 12 basis points, traded as high as 4.95. That puts us just 6 basis points under the cycle high that we made Sunday night. The 30-year at 5.07, up 14 basis points, traded as high as 5.09. We do have a GDP number coming out tomorrow, and then we have the PCE core inflation numbers coming out on Friday. Harvest progress is moving along quite nicely, but we are about to see the weather in a great part of the central and northern plains turn cold and wet, unfortunately, or fortunately, depending on where you sit. This is Sterling Smith from cloudy Omaha, Nebraska, wishing everybody a great evening.